Unboxed. Canine correction. The Wags Freedom Smart Collar keeps dogs in sight even when they are way out of sight. By Sam Hitt. Sometimes you just come across a product that is a must-have. For some people, it's the most recent iPhone. For others, it's the latest and greatest hi-fi speaker from Bowers & Wilkins. However, for me, that product is the Wags Freedom Smart Dog Collar, which features geofencing technology, health monitoring capabilities, and a shock-free correction system. Since first hearing about Wags during CES in January, I've been chomping at the bit to get my hands on one and see if it's capable of handling my mischievous yet adorable furry friend. Fortunately, I was not only able to get a collar to review, but I also got to sit down one-on-one with Wags founder and CEO, Terry Anderton, who, very fittingly, created the company in 2015 after his dogs got spooked by fireworks and ran away. Disappointed with the lack of smart collars on the market and resistant to the idea of shocking his dogs, Anderton decided to create his own device. The resulting product was the Wags Freedom Smart Collar. Unboxing. The first thing that stood out to me, much to my relief, was that the Wags is attachable to any generic dog collar. All told, the Wags Freedom Smart Collar comes with two rechargeable batteries, a charging pack, a USB-C charging cable, and a quick start guide. Setting up the smart collar was surprisingly easy for such a high-tech piece of equipment. Simply charge the battery, insert it into the collar, and follow the instructions on the one-page setup guide. Get going, you will be taken to the Wags website to create an account and sign up for a payment plan, which is $99 a year or $9.95 a month. Once these steps are complete, you will be asked to download the Wags app and create a profile for your dog, including height, weight, breed, personality traits, and daily activity habits. To calibrate the satellite tracking capability, you will have to place your collar outside in an unobstructed location for 30 minutes. How it works. The Wags Freedom Smart Collar combines an extraordinary amount of technology into one small device. It includes three different types of connectivity, Bluetooth, cellular, and Wi-Fi. The first two link the device to your smartphone, while the third links the device to the cloud. Through the app, you can utilize satellite geofencing technology to create virtual boundaries. And if your pet happens to get lost, these location services also allow you to triangulate your pet's location within a 10-foot radius. On top of location and fencing services, you can issue behavior corrections by simply pressing a button on your mobile device. Lastly, Wags Collar acts as a Fitbit of sorts for your dog by estimating the amount of steps she has taken throughout the day and the amount of time she has spent sleeping. The platform then quantifies this aforementioned data into the company's proprietary Fit units and generates a health and happiness score. When using the device, it's important to note that it has a relatively wide margin of error, roughly 10 to 15 feet. As a result, users should take proactive steps to set the border on their app roughly 10 to 15 feet in front of boundaries which are off limits, such as roads or pools. Moreover, all the data accumulated by the device, including steps and sleep patterns, are beamed directly to your phone, providing real-time updates on your dog's location and health status. Behind the scenes. On the device's health monitoring infrastructure, Wags features an AI platform called Cognition. In an interview with DealerScope, Anderson referred to Cognition as the backbone of our cloud infrastructure. This system takes all the data that the device collects on your dog and centralizes it on your phone with the company's easy-to-comprehend Fit Units metric system, then analyzes it to help optimize how it interacts with dogs. So let's get into the technology behind the Wags Collar. The geofencing location services are combined with a three-layer correction system featuring vibrations, ultrasonic tones, and audible sounds that warns your dog when it is exiting the allotted boundaries. However, if the dog does happen to leave the geofenced area, the system is smart enough not to shock it upon re-entry. The collar features an ultrasonic emitter for the correction system and Bluetooth capabilities for when you are nearby. The device also features a SIM chip so that you can stay up to date on your dog's geolocation if they run away. However, operating via cellular data burns through their battery at a much quicker rate. As it stands, on the full charge, one battery will last 12 to 24 hours on a dog who spends most of its time in the house, and 6 to 8 hours for the most active dogs. Your old-fashioned shock collar that is still being sold today by big-name companies shocks the dog when they breaks through, and then a second time when they try to come back, because it doesn't have any intelligence about the location of the dog, said Anderton. However, with vibration and ultrasonic, it works on the dog's behavior. It doesn't hurt them, but they don't like the sensation and they know they want it to stop. Hands-on with my dog. My roommates and I have a 2-year-old rescue named Cash. a 30-pound lab terrier mix who has a special talent for breaking rules the second she sees an opening. I had high expectations for this product, but I knew that before I could hop on the bandwagon, I had to run it through Cash. Typically, when Cash is getting up to something she's not supposed to, she will ignore any command to the contrary until you are inches away. Her bad behaviors are headlined by her ability to bump the trash can lid up with her head and shove half her body down into it in a way that defies physics. The corrective technology in the device certainly did its job. The first few times I gave her a correction for going into the trash can, she ran around in circles trying to figure out where the vibration and sound were coming from. Now she's gotten used to it enough that when I initiate the correction, she knows she's done something wrong and immediately evacuates the scene of the crime. Cash is a massive wimp. She whelps like a turkey anytime we try to cut her nails or bathe her, so her lack of yips when corrected by the collar lets me know that she isn't feeling any pain. One qualm I have with the correction technology is that there is roughly a 2-second discrepancy from when you initiate the correction on the phone to when it's received by the caller. In regards to the geofencing capabilities, I wasn't able to put it through the gauntlet daily since my backyard is only about 10 to 15 feet wide in total. However, I have to say that getting up-to-date information on her step count and walk patterns was enlightening for me as the owner, since it allowed me to see just how active she is over a day. Bottom line. Overall, the Wags collar is great, and the geofencing tracking technology is surprisingly accurate. Sometimes I would leave her out in the backyard and check her geolocation on my phone, and it easily narrowed her location down to the exact section of our tiny yard she was in. My biggest pet peeve with the Wags device is the battery runtime. I fully understand now why the company includes two batteries with the product instead of just one. On Cash, each battery on a full charge lasts maybe 6 to 8 hours, if I'm being generous. It feels as though I'm constantly having to charge and replace the battery once or twice a day, which just doesn't feel sustainable. Overall, in the next generation of this device, I hope the company will deliver a battery that can sustain the collar for 2 or 3 days on one charge. However, I think this is a quality product that will draw a good amount of consumer attention at its given price tag of $249 for the device and $99 for a yearly subscription. By comparison, other smart collars on the market, such as the Halo 2, will run consumers close to $700. At CES, the company also announced that it will be releasing a product called Wags Tags, a tile-sized device that you can stick on an object such as a trash can to keep your dog from going near it. When the dog gets too close, the Wags Tags triggers the correction technology in the collar. The rough release for the Wags Tags has been set for spring 2022, so keep your eye out. I know I will.